to
Plain Facts,
Issue 46, Summer 2006. You can listen to the CD on its own, or you can read the magazine at the same time. When it is time to turn the page, you'll hear this sound. Turn the page now.
Plain Facts. Feeling stressed.
Many young people with learning difficulties sometimes feel sad, worried, or stressed.
They often feel stressed about things when they are growing up and becoming an adult.
Val Williams worked with a team of young people from Somerset. They worked on a project called Mind the Gap. They found out how to help young people with learning difficulties when they are sad, worried, or stressed. Turn the page now.
Lots of young people with learning difficulties get upset or stressed as they are growing up.
When young people get really upset, angry, or stressed, professionals might say they have a mental health problem. This is also sometimes called a mental health support need.
Some young people have mental health support needs as well as learning difficulties. These young people should always get help from services.
But sometimes services don't work together very well. Services are for young people with learning difficulties or young people with mental health support needs. It is difficult for services when young people have both mental health support needs and learning difficulties.
You should always get help if you have a big secret or feel really upset.
Young people with learning difficulties and mental health support needs want support from workers who know them well and are there for them.
Young people need to be able to talk to workers so that they do not get really upset.
Turn the page now.
Young people helping each other.
Young people can help each other so they don't get too upset or stressed. Young people can talk to their friends about things that are worrying them.
Friends can help you be strong. Friends can help you be yourself.
But some young people with learning difficulties are lonely. They don't have many friends to talk to.
The strongest link, a cause for young people.
Val and a team of young people made a course. It is to help young people help each other.
Young people can run the course for other young people so they know how to help each other.
Val and the team tried out the Strongest Link course. They worked with another group of young people with learning difficulties.
Everyone learnt a lot of things. The team have been to conferences and told people about the best ways for young people to support each other.
Groups in Somerset are carrying on with the work.
Turn the page now.
Helping parents.
Parents help young people when they are growing up. They often have to stand up for young people so that they can get what they want.
But parents also need their own life. They need to be strong so that they can help their son or daughter.
Parents need to look after themselves. They need to have fun and relax. They need to plan for their own future.
A parent ran a group for parents. She helped parents to support each other.
Things to do.
You can look at Plain Facts 48. It is about the information young people need as they grow up.
You can run your own group to help young people. You can get the We Are the Strongest Link pack from the Foundation for People with Learning Disabilities website, www.learningdisabilities.org.uk.
You can get together with friends to talk about how you feel.
You can join a self-advocacy group.
You can make friends by joining a social group or club, or doing a hobby with other people. Turn the page now.
About the project.
The team of young people who worked on this project were Emily Jefferson, Craig Jones, John Liddell, and Martin Irish.
Val and the team talked to young people who had grown up about what it was like when they were a teenager. They talked to connections workers who help young people with learning difficulties when they are aged between 14 and 19 years old.
They made a pack about their course for young people.
You can download a free copy of the pack from www.learningdisabilities.org.uk.
You can email Val for more information about the project. val.williams@bris.ac.uk.
And that's the end of Plain Facts 46. We hope you liked it.